Chapter 18. Bright Night 36 of Year 3876. Gronulf walks through the control center with a heavy, swaying gait. He requires only 5 steps from one end of the room to the other. He turns around with considerable momentum. He has placed his sensitive touch arms over his shoulders. The load arms are fighting with each other without Gronulf noticing it, as if they are 2 independent body parts. Gronulf is proud of what the Grossknops have achieved during their long history. The subcutaneous thinking layers distributed across his entire body, his brain, allow him to move all limbs without significant delays. Once he makes a decision, the movement is lightning fast. However, this does not help him decide what to do next. He's been thinking for half a bubble period, but he's still undecided. The system is also not very helpful. While it summarizes the dramatic situation quite well, the majestic draft is still hurtling toward them, it cannot draw any conclusions. Oh well. He orders his load arms to stop fighting each other. An intruder must have caused the current situation. It would make sense to catch, interrogate, and punish this person. He therefore has to find the intruder. Maybe this alone would be enough to avert the danger. Gronulf hopes so, even though he has a hunch it won't be that simple. If it were that easy, he thinks, the system could have awakened that mediocre female. That would have been more efficient than using his highly developed resources. He suppresses the thought about what will happen later. Gronulf sits back down in his chair and activates the console, which had turned itself off. The control room records everything that happens here. He navigates through the image library. Gronulf is surprised that he does not have to go back far. A strange creature had been here in the room only a few hours ago. It appears to be small and weak. Its legs are as thin as stickfish, and it only has 2 arms. 2 arms? It's a miracle that this creature survived for so long. In the middle of its body, above the upper part of its arms, this creature has a large bulge, a spherical growth covered by a strange kind of plant? One side of the sphere has 2 eyes. The creature must be blind on the other side. How can it defend itself against enemies coming from behind? Gronulf sees right away that this intruder poses no danger to himself. He could defeat it easily. Yet he must not underestimate this creature either. After all, this creature found the way to Single Sun, just like his own species did. It crossed inhospitable space and finally survived a hike through the icy darkness. Most likely it did not come alone. Gronulf checks the recordings, but cannot find a second specimen. What is that on the floor, though? Something is wiggling there. It reminds him of a fish on dry land. Oh, there's another one. The intruder must have brought helpers along. These tiny things are probably machines because they're so different from the creature. They don't seem to be dangerous either. Yet it might be better if he got a weapon. His nation had left its warlike past long behind. During the first 343 cycles, which went down in history as the Dark 7x7x7 period, shortly after the Grossknops had emerged from the silt of the oceans, there were 2 factions viciously fighting each other. Then one of the groups was defeated, and the vanquished assimilated over time. Since then, weapons were seldom used for anything but hunting. This building contains its own arsenal, he knows. Yet for safety's sake, there are also a few weapons stored in the control center. Gronulf goes directly to one of the chest-high consoles and taps on it. A drawer opens up. He has the choice of a projectile thrower, which is more suitable for smaller opponents, or a harpoon. He considered the projectile thrower a mere toy. A carrion tooth would just laugh at that. Even if he hit that sort of predator with 10 projectiles, it would still spear him without any hesitation. The harpoon, on the other hand, Gronulf remembers the legendary hunt with the Plex shortly after his draft. A carrion tooth swam toward him. Gronulf had readied the harpoon too soon, and unfortunately the animal turned and fled. The carrion tooth must have known that the harpoon would blast its chest. He and his Plex mates really had a lot of fun back then. Gronulf wipes some dust from a side eye. He takes the heavy weapon from the drawer and examines it. The harpoon is powered by compressed air. Its range is short, not more than 3 or 4 body lengths, but that would be more than enough inside a shelter. The head of the spike contains an explosive charge programmed to explode after hitting an obstacle with a delay of 3 millibubbles. The spike is so pointed and impacts with such force that it penetrates practically any target. The detonation delay is calculated in such a way that the spike has enough time to penetrate deep into the enemy's tissues. One small disadvantage of the harpoon is that Gronov cannot use it if the target is too close. The explosion meant to kill the prey does not differentiate between friend or foe. Yet he is not worried. If something gets so close to him that the use of the harpoon is no longer advisable, he can easily tear it apart or crush it with his strong load arms. Gronov releases the safety catch of the weapon. An increasing noise tells him that the compressed air chamber is being filled. He aims at the general. It is a strange feeling. The weapon gives him a power he can feel in his veins. It is seductive and causes even his respect for the venerable general to fade. He only has to press the trigger to become the highest ranked one in the room. Even a physical weakling could do that. Without the harpoon, he would have definitely been inferior to the general when the general was still alive. It is no wonder that in his society the private ownership of weapons is forbidden. Yet now he is glad to have one. If he is lucky, the intruder will recognize what this weapon is capable of. Gronov hopes the foreign creature will be reasonable. The knowledgeable scientists of his people often discussed whether a species that mastered spaceflight would automatically have to be peace-loving. Now he will have the first chance of testing this theory. However, he has to admit he would not mind firing the harpoon and seeing the creature swimming in a puddle of its own blood. That would be a very well-deserved punishment. He lowers the barrel and slides the safety catch forward. He needs to get a stronger grip on himself. Everything depends on him. He must not kill the intruder before interrogating it thoroughly. This would involve a small problem, though. He does not speak the language of this foreigner. Gronolf returns to the console, where he looked at the recorded videos. Indeed, the creature sometimes utters sounds. Its voice sounds very dull. Gronolf analyzes the recording. The sound spectrum is only half as wide as that of his own species. This means the intruder has to communicate without high-pitched sounds. He tries to do that, but he cannot, at least not with his normal voice. However, during his training, they learned to sing in harmony as a company. Back then, he had to modulate his voice to make it sound deeper because they had too many high voices. Gronolf imagines a greeting which he would not pronounce, but sing in a deeper voice.
Honor to your plex and you.
It is working. When he sings the traditional greeting, it sounds much deeper. He repeats the sentence and records it. The analysis shows that the intruder should be able to hear everything Gronolf is saying. Of course, this does not mean that the creature will also understand it. He listens again to what this creature was uttering. It seems to be debating with the general, as if it didn't know that he has been dead for a long time. Now the creature points at a spot on the wall, roughly where the entrance to the moving chamber is located.
What is located there?
The stranger says. Gronolf tries to repeat the words without understanding them.
What is located there?
Does not sound too bad. He repeats the sentence three times in order to memorize it. It might not be a greeting, but he hopes that the creature will recognize his attempted communication as a friendly gesture. And if he also demonstrates that the harpoon is able to snuff out the life of the intruder at any time, nothing should stand in the way of a sensible conversation. He considers it quite impossible that this puny being should get the idea of attacking him first. It is time, he thinks. Gronov holds his weapon at the ready and leaves the control center via the main corridor. His four eyes are wide open. He sniffs for alien scents. He stops after four steps because he has detected numerous scent molecules of the foreign creature. The intruder obviously did not try very hard to cover its tracks. This is going to be easy. The stranger might just as well have scratched arrows into the wall. After a few minutes, Gronov reaches an area that has been devastated by an explosion. Was the intruder responsible for this? He examines the walls and the floor and finds a distorted blade from a turbine. The destruction appears deliberately caused by someone. However, this would have required so much strength that he can almost certainly exclude the foreign creature as a possible culprit. He continues following the scent. If he can trust the map in his memory, he is approaching the sleeping chambers in a roundabout way. Did the intruder retreat there? Does it want to kill more of his sleeping comrades? He feels anger rising in him. Gronolf has to stop. He takes a deep breath and exhales, repeating until he has calmed down. In addition, he activates the safety on his harpoon. That way he has at least a few millibubbles to consider things until the weapon is ready to fire. No matter what happens, he must not act impulsively and spoil everything. He is about to resume his walk when he hears a noise. It is a binary measure, two steps followed by a scratching sound. A two-legged, relatively lightweight creature is approaching from the left side corridor. Perhaps it is dragging something that explains the scratching noise. Ronulf stops and stays calm. This must be the intruder, approaching him unsuspectingly. He only has to wait for it. Gronulf lifts the harpoon but leaves the safety on, so that the loading sound of the compressor won't give him away. The alien must soon come around the corner. Ronulf holds his breath.